Everyone has their own unique views and needs when it comes to financial success. If you'd like to leave your financial woes behind and live a life of financial freedom, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Saving with Steve Show, hosted by Steve Sexton. The show will help you with the ins and outs of money. We talk about financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars and keeping you up at night. We talk about money, tax reduction, saving more, spending less, 401ks, risk management, retirement, and everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. Now, here is your host of Saving with Steve, Steve Sexton.
Welcome to the Saving with Steve Show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money. Pretty much everything under the sun that relates to you having a happier, healthier relationship with money. I want to thank you for joining us. My name is Steve Sexton. I appreciate you sharing this with your friends, family, and associates. We have well over 600,000 followers. Today, we have a wonderful show. It's travel season. How would you like to go on a vacation of your dreams? Those vacations are typically a little daunting and sometimes way beyond our budget. Don't worry. We have Coach Chris. That's Chris Clasier to talk to you about the insider's tips, tricks to go on that dream vacation without breaking the bank. Sometimes as much as 90% off. You want to stick around for that part of the interview. Then we're going to be talking about how to generate tax-free income in retirement. And on the first part of the show, we're going to have Steve Severate. We've got the West Coast wildfires. It's that season. Many homeowners are at risk. They're worrying about how they can rebuild their lives if a disaster strikes, and whether insurance will provide enough funds for the repairs. Expert Steve Severate from the Greenspan company Adjusters International, they act as advocates for insurers following disaster situations. They've handled hundreds of wildfire claims, earthquake claims, and many other. We're going to be talking about what homeowners can do to avoid the big pitfalls in filing claims after a property loss. And now what insurance regulations means to homeowners, what homeowners can do now to get best prepared them for dealing with the insurance claims in the future. There's a lot of things going on with wildfires, disasters, the whole shot. You want to stick around for this one. I would like to introduce you to Steve Severate. Steve, welcome to the show. I'm glad you're here.
Well, thanks for having me, Steve. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, you know what? I think people would like to start out with, you know, besides knowing that you have a great tenure, wonderful background and experience, it's what is a public adjuster? Because you're a public adjuster for Greenspan Company, International Adjusters. I got that right?
Adjusters International.
You're Adjusters close. International. Ah, I got started on the wrong brain thing here. Sorry about that. But what's a public adjuster? And how can they help, you know, people, you know, homeowners save money if they have a claim?
Yeah, a lot of people have never heard of a public adjuster, but a public adjuster is somebody that's licensed by various state departments of insurance to represent the policyholder, never the insurance company. So just as you have an insurance company that brings out an adjuster, either an employee of the insurance company, or they hire what's called an independent adjuster, which doesn't make them independent at all, actually, because they report to the insurance company and work for the insurance company. People have the opportunity to balance the scales with the insurance company, all their experts, by bringing in their own expert, a public adjuster, who advocates for their interests exclusively in preparing, presenting, and ultimately negotiating the claim to get the best benefit from the insurance policy they purchased.
Now, okay, so let's just talk about some of the pitfalls that people have nowadays, especially when they're looking at, let's just go through the, I'll tell you what, I know somebody that we talked to earlier in the week, talked about early in the week, that had been with their carrier for 35 years to lo and behold, find out for three reasons, the claim that they had was just not covered. And you know what, she thought that, hey, I have this coverage, it's good, there's no issues. I just didn't think about it and kept paying it. So why should people who have had a policy for 20, 30 years be concerned about the type of policy that they have, or more importantly, what's in that policy?
Yeah, it's a good question, Steve. You know, there's certain events, and I think we talked about it, that situation was a little bit unique in the damage, but one of the problems people have is they buy their insurance policy 20 or 30 years ago, and they don't do regular checkups. The insurance policy has an item in it that raises the limit just a little bit each year. But that often doesn't keep up with inflation, especially in today's market with all the inflated costs of construction materials and the lack of labor. But even before that happened, these policies that people have for 10, 15, 20, 30 years oftentimes aren't representative of what true rebuilding costs would be should they ever have a fire or suffer some kind of tragic loss. And so it's really important that you do a more current evaluation. Don't just rely on the fact that you've had this policy all this time, because you might not be covered nearly as well as you think you are.
So let me make that real simple for people who are listening. So let's say you have a house that's 30 years old, you're in a wildfire, and the house burns down and it needs to be replaced. Okay. They have to replace that house using the current building codes, as opposed to using a 2x4, they have to use a 4x4. As opposed to using 6-gauge wire, they have to use 8-gauge wire. They can no longer, they can't use galvanized pipe, they have to use copper pipe. Now, when we're talking about lumber, lumber is 300 times more expensive than it was last year?
Yeah, it's about 300% higher.
Yeah. So when you look at that and you say, hey, you know what, it's going to cost $200,000 to replace my house. But if they're framing that house, it might cost $100,000 just for the lumber for that house. Meaning if you only have $200,000 of coverage, you might have to write a check for an extra couple $100,000 to make sure your house gets built. Is that correct?
Yeah, you've actually touched on a couple of things there, Steve. First of all, is making sure that you have the proper amount of insurance for rebuild costs, you're right. And those rebuild costs have escalated. And there's often a provision in the policy that gives some extended coverage beyond the policy limit, but it's only a certain percentage. So you can't really rely on that as your buffer or your cushion. The other thing you brought up was changing the building materials because of the latest building ordinance or law. And that's really a separate part of the policy. The standard policy doesn't give you any coverage for that. So oftentimes there'll be some coverage, but sometimes it's limited to 10% of the policy or some other limitation. So if you're in an older home, especially, and you're in a wildfire zone, you really want to look and see what that could look like for you. And you might want to increase your coverage and make sure you have enough coverage for those changes in the building codes, because otherwise you could be on the hook for those differences in between what you had and what you're now forced to build with.
Now, you know what, you've dealt with earthquakes, and you know what, the state of California has the California Earthquake Association. And even, you know what, a lot of people will purchase that policy thinking that they have it completely covered. And you know what, is that necessarily true?
No, well, it's gotten better, though, Steve. I'll tell you, right after the LA earthquake, the Northridge earthquake, earthquake coverage became almost impossible to get. They came up with this California Earthquake Authority. The coverages were really bad. The deductibles were really high. That market has loosened because we haven't had a major earthquake event. So it is more affordable and the coverages are getting better. But those coverages certainly are not as complete and don't cover you nearly as well as your typical fire policy covers you. So you've got to realize when you're buying earthquake insurance that you're still going to have some skin in the game should something bad happen to your property.
So it's just one of those things where the earthquake coverage doesn't cover everything you think it is. And the reason why I'm saying that is, you know what, people should understand what's in the policy. Okay, not from a technical level, but more like what exactly does it cover? Like, for example, your pipe bursts, they're not going to fix the pipe. They're going to fix the things around the pipe. Is that correct?
Well, the good news there, Steve, is that the pipe is the cheapest thing to fix. If they got to tear apart your whole house to get to the pipe, they'll pay for that. They just won't pay for that one piece of pipe. But you are correct. They don't pay for the pipe. They pay for all the damage it caused and the damage you caused to get to the pipe to fix it.
What I need to do is I need to take a quick little break. I would like to thank Scoremaster.com for sponsoring this segment on our show. Did you know the average American has 97 points they can add to their credit score, but no idea how to get them? The data scientists at Scoremaster have cracked the code on how. Adding 97 points to your credit score is like found money. It means fast loan approval, huge discounts, low interest rates, and everything from buying or refinancing a home to leasing a new car or just applying for a credit card. How fast is Scoremaster? One member raised their credit score 33 points in just 5 days, another 43 points in a couple of weeks. ScoreMaster is so easy, it takes a minute just to get started. And if you hurry, you can try ScoreMaster for free. That's right, try ScoreMaster for free. See how many points you can add to your credit score. So go to scoremaster.com/savings. That's scoremaster.com/savings. Again, scoremaster.com/savings. Now, stick with us. We're going to be right back with more from Steve Savaride, public adjuster here with Greenspan Company, Adjusters International.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve Show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve Show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money, tax reductions, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve Show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve Show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us, savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve Show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
Hey, welcome back to the show. We're talking with Steve Savaride, public adjuster with Greenspan Adjusters International. Hey, before we jump back in, I want to truly thank you for tuning in and letting your friends and family and associates know about the show. All the replays are available at www.savingwithsteve.us. If you're enjoying the stories of helpful information inside on Saving with Steve, then I encourage you to subscribe to our Spotify or Apple channel so you never miss a show. Check out a few of our affiliates at UK Health Radio, BBS Radio, Talk Radio in New York City, E360 TV, Las Vegas TV Networks. All these networks are dedicated to empowering you to solve problems, uplift your spirit, and live a life of financial and personal freedom. Also, you can follow us on Facebook. Join us at the Saving with Steve Sexton Insider Club to get replays, guest gifts, behind the scenes, the whole shot. Now, we're back here talking with Steve Savaride. Now, we're talking about wildflowers. What should people be doing now to get prepared? I mean, looking at their policy to get prepared if they're, you know, they're dealing with a wildfire or even a business owner that could get hit by a natural disaster, vandalism, a tsunami, or whatever the case may be.
Well, it's a good question, Stephen. The first thing I'd tell you is you don't want to wait until after an event to get your policy or ask your agent for a copy of your policy to look through it, because you can't change anything at that point. It's what's done is done. And what you have to work with is what you bought before the disaster struck. So really important to get that off. Have a conversation with your agent or your broker and talk about what today's values are and see if you need to adjust any of those things. Make sure that you know what you're covered for. And if you choose to not cover for certain things, well, make that a decision that you've made rather than one that's by default. And the second thing I would encourage everybody to do is go through your home or through your business and take a videotape. Open up the drawers in the kitchen. Do a quick video. Go in the closets. Just do a quick video of everything. And then make sure that you secure that video to the cloud. Don't keep it in your house, because if it burns down, you will lose the evidence of that. But that's really valuable when you need to recreate. If your home burns to the ground and there's nothing but ashes left, and you're now stuck to recreate everything that was in your home down to pencils and paper clips and how many shoes you had and socks and all that stuff, it's a really huge job. It's part of what we do at Greenspan. We have inventory specialists to help prepare that. But I can tell you it makes our job a whole lot easier if somebody's got good documentation. And that can be a simple video, take you 5, 10 minutes through your home. And it's such a good foundation for developing an insurance claim should that ever happen to you.
I used to work for the Automobile Club as an executive. And I talked to many people when there was a fire. And you know what? It's really hard for an insurance company to replace a couch they've never seen. So if you have that nice leather couch that you spend $10,000 or $20,000 on, it's really hard for an insurance company to replace that. But if you have a video of it, it makes all the difference in the world. So I encourage that. In fact, we've done that. All insurance companies are not created equal. There's new companies coming to the market. There are technology companies. You know what? Should cost be a primary driver of who gets your insurance, who you place your insurance with?
You know, it's a funny thing. A lot of people buy insurance for their home because they have to, because they have a lender and the lender requires them to have insurance. And they look at it more as just something that they have to buy. They don't have a choice. So they want to get the cheapest product they can to make the lender happy. And that's really not the right way to do it. And I can tell you that anybody who's actually had a loss doesn't buy insurance based on that theory, because they have actually used it, put it into practice, recognize how important it is. So there's some new online like tech companies coming into the market where they're not really doing a great analysis, and they're selling you a product that doesn't have nearly as much inside the policy. And as a consumer, you don't really know one policy from another, but I can tell you that more comprehensive policies with higher sublimits and bigger coverages and cover you for more types of losses is really important and valuable, because you don't know what might happen to you. So to buy something online without really knowing, or some big box stores are now getting in the insurance business and selling insurance, it's all about the price. And that's really not the right way to be protected. For a little bit more money, you can get a lot better coverage and a lot more comprehensive coverage and a little safer bet, Steve.
So when we talk about coverage, help me out with an example of that.
Well, we talked about building ordinance or law coverage a little while ago, Steve, and that's an optional coverage that some policies don't have any coverage for. And if you're in an older home, that could be really important. Some policies don't have an extended replacement cost. I mentioned that earlier. So if you buy a policy for $500,000 on your house, oftentimes you'll be able to get what's called extended replacement cost, which will give you some percentage above that number should it cost more. And it might be 25%, it might be 50%, it might be 100%. And so that can be a big difference in coverage if you're looking at one product that has 0% above the policy limit, another product that doubles your policy limit. That could be hugely impactful, especially when we're coming into a labor crisis and a material crisis.
You know, that's really important to understand, especially with the value of homes as they increased since all this buying frenzy. And you know what, it makes a lot of sense to really evaluate with whoever your agent is to make sure you know exactly what you have, because it's what you don't know that actually hurts you, especially when it comes to insurance. Now, you know what, when you have somebody in the wildfire areas, what's the best way to prepare their home if they're dealing with a wildfire area? You know, can you help us with that?
Well, obviously, aside from insurance things like videotaping and making sure you have your policy documents and they're covered properly, aside from that, a lot of people recommend you do a lot of hardening. So that means clearing brush out from your home so that you get rid of any trees that are overhanging near your roof that could catch fire and then catch your home on fire. Just be thinking about the hazards that are surrounding your property and how by not tending to that dried grass out there, the brush out there, could actually put you in a worse position should some event come through the area.
Yeah, it seems like it would make a lot of sense to have oily brush 50 or 60 yards away from the house, as opposed to having a lantern set on fire in front of you, next to your house. I see. Okay. So, you know what, could you help
some? Pretty obvious stuff, Steve, but you know, a lot of people just don't think about it, but it's something to look around your property and pay attention to.
You know what? If you don't, if you've never had a wildfire, you wouldn't even think twice about it. In fact, you probably don't even pay attention to a lot of things. But if it hits you, it hits you right in the face, and it hurts, and you don't want it to hurt. So now, what are things, if somebody's involved in a residential disaster, meaning like they're involved with a wildfire and their house gets burned down or partially burned? Okay. What is the list of some of the things that they should be doing right when that occurs?
Well, obviously, taking care of your family is a priority, and having a place to sleep is a priority. So the number one thing is you know, find a place. Don't find a place too quickly, because some people will run out and they'll rent an apartment or they'll rent a house right away. And then in a month or 2 months, they get claustrophobic and they realize that they've ran out and did something quickly. Take a little bit of time, get some hotel rooms, figure out where you want to be. This is a long process when you're a victim of a wildfire. It's not over in 60 days. It takes months and months and sometimes years to recover. So recognize that when you're out of your home, find a comfortable place to stay, but make it temporary while you get your head on straight and figure out what to do. Notify your insurance company of the claim. Keep all of your receipts for everything you're spending money on, even if it's a cup of coffee at McDonald's in the morning. All these things are important when documenting your claim later, and it's hard to find a receipt that doesn't exist 6 months from now. So, and then on the receipts, make sure you write little notes to yourself. So if they're a nondescript receipt, you can figure out 5 months from now when you're going through receipts, what was that? What did I buy? I don't even know what it was. So keep notes on it. And document every conversation you have with your insurance company. And I would also say interview a qualified public adjuster to decide whether you want extra help and attention to put your claim at the top of the stack and make sure that you get the best response.
You know what, Steve, I want to thank you for sharing this information with us today. And I want to add this. You know what, I used to work for an insurance company, a property casualty company. And I remember that they really didn't like, you know what, public adjusters. And the reason being is because they paid out a lot more money.
Right. It's true.
Yeah. So it was one of those things where you were far more comprehensive. Cause I also know when you're captive working for a company, you have certain guidelines that you have to follow and you have certain expenses that you can, you know, certain limits and all that kind of stuff. When you have somebody really understands what's going on and can detail things, obviously you're going above that limit. So, you know what, I think it makes a lot of sense for somebody to take the time to find a public adjuster, a good one that can help them get more for their claims so they can get their house built back up or their business and so on.
I totally agree with you, Steve.
Now, I want to tell everybody this. You know what, Steve Severade and Greenspan Company International Adjusters have, you know what, been gracing us with some additional information. So if you go to the resource page on savingwithsteve.us, you can get a sample residential inventory list. This will allow you to detail and categorize all price, exhibits, images you need to prepare for a personal property claim. If you're in that situation, you're better off doing this in advance. You know what? There's a business owner's guide, a residential recovery checklist. Even if you weren't able to write down everything that Steve said, wildfire factors to consider, frequently asked questions when it comes to suffering a major loss, why your business needs to prepare for a disaster plan now. You know what? Some great information. You're going to want to go to the website. Steve, if somebody needs to get a hold of you or Greenspan to get a public adjuster, how do they go about doing that?
We're easy to find online. Our website is greenspanai.com. You can also reach our office at 1-800-248-3888. And we're available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We respond to disasters. It's part of our business. So it doesn't matter whether it's a Sunday at 8 o'clock, if your home burns down or you need help, we know the exact things that need to happen to take place right as the fire trucks are leaving. And we're always available.
Steve, thanks for joining us. This is Steve Severade, the Greenspan Company, Adjusters International. Hey, I appreciate it. Possibly like to have you back again, especially if we, you know what, disasters happen. There's hurricanes, floods, earthquakes, the whole shot. I would like to, you know, possibly have you back when those things are curved, not to say you're the disaster guy. I think there's some insight for people who are dealing that with that or not dealing with it and would like to know that would be timely. So again, thank you. Hope to stay safe and healthy and enjoy that boat ride this weekend.
Thank you, Steve. It's a pleasure having you. I look forward to being back on your show as well.
Sounds good. We'll see you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Again, everybody, that was Steve Severide with the Greenspan Company. We're grateful to have him here. Stick with us. We're going to be right back.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money, tax reductions, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve Show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve Show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us. Savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve Show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
Welcome back to the show. Wasn't Steve Severy just wonderful? Mounds of information that can make a difference in your life and make sure your money isn't falling through the cracks. Now we're going to be talking about the almighty dollar. The big question is, how do you go about generating tax-free income in retirement? So let's first of all talk a little bit. Millions of Americans are worried about running out of money in retirement. Boomers and Gen Xers are playing catch-up to what have to drastically reduce their standard of living in retirement. Lowering your taxes on your retirement income and increasing your tax-free retirement income can be a help to stretching those valuable retirement account dollars. When people enter retirement, they're often shocked at how much they still have to pay in taxes each year. If they aren't surprised by their tax bill, they are likely working with a financial professional who's prepared them for a secure retirement income stream. Or perhaps they just have a tiny retirement income, which doesn't occur much, in which case, low tax liability. As we are hopeful coming to the end of the coronavirus, the government has doled out trillions of dollars in stimulus. Pair this with record deficits during the Trump era, and at some point, taxes will need to increase. This alone should encourage you to be more proactive with your tax planning for retirement, also looking for ways to ensure you have at least some tax-free income in retirement. The more taxes you expect to owe in retirement, the more assets you'll need to generate after-tax income. So here's the thing. When you're looking at tax-free, if you have a tax-free account, you pay less in taxes, which enables your portfolio to not be drawn on as much. And in that case, you're in a position to allow the assets in that tax-free portfolio to grow. When it comes to a Roth IRA, the rules are you can put $6,000 in per year. If you're over 50, it's $7,000. While you don't get a tax deduction for the contributions, your money goes tax-free. And most importantly, the money comes out tax-free in retirement. You may ask, why don't I put all my retirement savings into a Roth IRA? The main problem is the Roth IRA is partly contributory limited, which means you can only put in so much, which you can obviously do a Roth conversion, okay? Sweet time to do that is once you've retired, when your income's lower, all the way up until you have to take a required minimum distribution. The reality, if you contribute $6,000 each year from the time you're 22 until you age 65 and earn 10% each year, you would have more than $3.5 million. If you did that until you're 70, you'd have almost $5 million tax-free. There's many people who've utilized Roth IRAs to their advantage on high-producing assets to avoid taxes later on, and you can too. If you started at age 40 and contributed $6,000 a year to a Roth IRA at 65, assuming a 10% return, you'd have about $590,000. It's nice numbers for tax-free dollars. Other things you can do, Roth 401ks, Roth 403bs for a tax-free retirement income. Their excellent options and features employer plans allow it. Similar to a Roth IRA, your growth and withdrawals are tax-free. The difference is you have the ability to contribute $19,500 per year, as well as a $6,500 catch-up if you're over 50. You will pay taxes on the contribution, but there aren't enough income restrictions for these plans. Even if you start at age 50 and you contribute $26,000 a year, you could become a millionaire assuming a 10% return in a 401k if it grows to $1.5 million by age 70. Now, other things that are tax-free, municipal bonds. Muni bonds are the most investment-specific of those tax-free options. You'll need to decide if these bonds fit your investment needs, number one, if you also want to take the risk. The short view is that the income is distributed from these bonds is not subject to federal taxes. If you reside in the state where the bond is, there's no state taxes. For this reason, the interest rates of the bond are generally lower than taxable bonds. These bonds have various investments, risk values, especially now that we're in a rising rate environment. One big reminder, look at tax-free income you can receive in retirement. Next thing, health savings accounts. You can contribute $3,600 per year or $4,600 a year if you're 55 or older to a health savings account. You need to have it linked up with a savings account, but if you're taking out money to pay for medical expenses, it's tax-free. What about the cash value in life insurance? A lot of people call this a rich person strategy, but I know a number of people, including myself, who've created large life insurance policies with significant withdrawal strategies that are tax-free, especially when we travel. Now, most people don't think of life insurance as part of the retirement plan. Some believe it isn't needed in retirement. However, this can be a wonderful tool to bridge the gap to financial freedom if you're married, have kids, have maxed out your contributions to your retirement accounts, or in a high tax bracket. I'm not going to go into all the benefits of life insurance, but think of it like this. You can let the money grow inside the life insurance plan. And let's say you're 55 years old. At that point, there's no restrictions on taking income. And all you're doing is you're taking a loan from the policy, and loans aren't taxable. Now, when you take that loan, it doesn't show up on your tax return. And if you were to diversify your assets and have a portion of those assets tax-free, a portion taxable, a portion that is tax adjusted, you can have a significantly lower tax bracket, allowing your other assets to grow much faster. Here's another thing. Life insurance policies are self-completing. So think about this. You convert your IRA into a life insurance policy, which means you're going to be paying some taxes on the money that goes into the life insurance policy. But it grows for 10 or 12 years, and you do this in your mid-40s. Now you're 55. The person that had a life insurance policy passes away. The death benefit is significant enough, and it'll also go to your spouse tax-free, to complete funding of the retirement plan. That way, you know what, if you pass away, your family's taken care of and it's a self-completing retirement plan. What you really want to do is be proactive and develop a plan to reach your financial goals, including a comfortable retirement income stream. Diversification of taxes in retirement can help you minimize taxes owed in retirement, especially if you have a plan on selling your home, business, or will be receiving an inheritance. Talk with a financial advisor today about how to plan to pay the fewest taxes for your life savings as you approach retirement. There's a couple things that weren't added here, and I'd like to add them right now. Did you know if you're in a 12% tax bracket, you don't pay any taxes on your capital gains or dividends? 529 programs are not taxable because as long as you spend them on books or tuition. There's a 121 exclusion. If you sell your house, it says you the first $250,000, $500,000 are non-taxable. So there's a number of ways to create tax-free. I'll just share one of them with you. You know what? One of my clients, they had an $83,000, a little bit over $83,000. You know what? I had known them for 10, 12 years. We had talked about reducing taxes. They just didn't want to deal with it because things were too comfortable. When they came to me saying, hey, look, I want to fund my grandson's college and they want to put $4,000 in there, I said, why don't we take the money by reducing your payments to the IRS. See, what we did here is we put all their interest income investments that were earning interest that they had to pay taxes on each year into a tax deferred structure, which meant that it would grow, but they wouldn't have to pay any taxes unless they took money out, which left their dividends and capital gains and taking distributions from the Roth IRA, as well as receiving their Social Security. Because they're in a 12% tax bracket, the dividends and capital gains taxes were tax-free, leaving only to have taxes on the Social Security and some of the other items. But their taxes went down from $4,067 to $42, meaning now they're funding their grandkids' college through a tax reduction, and they're not having to pay the IRS. More importantly, they no longer have to worry about their taxes going up. And you know what? They can pass off their assets to the ones they love without any taxes because they're in a wonderful situation. There's many stories just like this. You really want to sit down with somebody that understands how to diversify your tax allocation. If they do that, you're going to be in a wonderful situation where you have rental properties, so on. I have many people that, you know, one person has a $200,000 income, but you know what? They're only paying taxes on $60,000. How do you structure the other assets? So you want to have a conversation with somebody. You know what? The reality is fees and expenses are the second largest drain, only to market corrections, on your assets. And the reality is every percentage point that you drop from your taxes or your fees will allow more of your assets to grow in retirement and to have a more bountiful retirement. I want to share that with you. This segment was brought to you by ScoreMaster. Did you know that the average American has 97 points they can add to their credit score, but have no idea how to get them? The data scientists at ScoreMaster have cracked the code on how. Adding 97 points to your credit score is like found money. It means fast loan approvals, huge discounts, low interest rates on everything from buying or refinancing a home to leasing a new car to applying for a credit card. How fast is ScoreMaster? One member raised their credit score 33 points in just 5 days, another 43 points in a couple of weeks. ScoreMaster is so easy, it takes about a minute to get started. And if you hurry, you can get to try ScoreMaster for free. That's right, ScoreMaster for free, and see how many plus points you can add to your credit score. So go to scoremaster.com/savings. That's scoremaster.com/savings. Again, that's scoremaster.com/savings. Hey, look, stick with us. We're going to be right back.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve Show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve Show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money, tax reductions, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve Show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve Show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us, savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve Show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
Hey, welcome back to the Saving with Steve Show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money. I've been waiting all day for this. It's travel season. People love to travel. How would you like to travel the world for pennies on the dollar? We have Coach Chris here to talk about the benefits of travel. He's going to teach you the insider tips, tricks that will show you and amaze you and get you going on vacations you so well deserve. I just want to make sure everybody's listening. You're going to hear some things here. You go, hey, maybe that's not true. But you know what? When I was having a conversation with Chris, he said, here, go use this code, go sign up for this. I signed up for this credit card. It gave me 60,000 American Airlines points. But you guys don't realize that's enough to take me and my wife to Europe for free. So I'm sold. And the cool thing about it, he doesn't really make his money off coaching individuals. He makes it with corporate speaking gigs and things like that. So we're really thankful he's here. Chris, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Steve. It's a pleasure to be here. I've listened to a lot of your episodes since I got connected with you, and I know you provide value to all your listeners. Your show's growing, and that's what it's all about, providing the value of money. We're all struggling. A lot of us are still struggling in this hard time.
Yep, that's true. But if you can go on vacation for a lot less than what you thought, people can go on more vacations. Now, since my listeners haven't heard you before, you're an AT&T marketing executive, and then you transition, and now you're the number one travel guru and coach. So tell us about that transition.
Yeah, well, I've always loved travel. It's been in my blood. I was fortunately, when I was brought up, I remember 12 years old, spending 4 weeks, you know, with my parents in Europe. I'm a golfer. I got to travel on business. It's in my blood. I live in Florida now, but I've always been a part of New York and a Broadway scene as an ex-conductor. That was part of my military service, conducting a military band. So I just love the aspects of travel. One of my mantras, I say, are the best things in life aren't the material things. They're not this hell. This is a $35 Costco watch. It ain't no Rolex. But the best things in life are your friends, your health, your family, and those precious memories and experiences. And we all know a lot of those precious memories and experiences revolve around travel. Whether it be a wedding, graduation, a family vacation, a reunion, et cetera. And especially now when we've been with this COVID situation, a lot of us have been stuck in our homes for 14, 16 months. And now with the vaccinations, we now can travel. So it becomes that more important to reunite, to get these precious memories and experiences with our families and friends, because we really do travel not to escape life, but for life not to escape us. But what's the problem? Like you said, that's what your show is all about. How do we afford it? It's expensive. So that's what I speak about on stage. You don't have to be rich to live rich. That's what I'm all about.
I love that. And I also agree with you 100% on you walk out in a box. And in many cases, you can't take the watch and the belongings. And you really only reflect upon the memories, the relationships that you have. So I'm a cancer survivor. So I totally agree with that. So let's get into travel. What are the top three travel tips for families to save the maximum money on their travel?
Well, basically, the most expensive aspects of travel are airfares and accommodations. So I'll hit on those two. Number one, airfares. Now, it's supply and demand. We're in the capitalistic system. Airfares are rising. They're booked to take a family on a vacation, whether you go to Hawaii, the Caribbean, Europe, et cetera, it's expensive. Well, with Coach Chris, this is the truth. I haven't paid for a flight in 14 years. I fly for free, and I'm not married to a flight attendant. And here's the background. Every airline is associated with a bank, has their own credit card. And a lot of these airlines have huge sign-up bonuses. You get their credit card. As you're in the financial business, you know, obviously, you pay the credit card off at the end of the month. You know, you don't pay interest on any credit card, number one. Number two, you do got to keep a decent credit score when you apply to credit cards. But, you know, if you have a credit score of 700, so every airline has its associated credit card. For instance, Delta is with American Express. They have about three credit card options where you spend $2,000 in 3 months and get 70,000 Delta Sky Miles. United has a credit card. Southwest Airline is with Chase Bank, and they have a variety of credit cards where you could actually spend their minimum amount over a period of time and wind up with enough points now. They call them rapid reward points, where you and a companion can fly for free. Even the cheaper airlines, the low-cost airlines, Spirit, Frontier, et cetera. So my advice to your audience and listeners, pick the airline where you want to fly to your destination and investigate what credit card options, that promotions are available to get the sign-up bonuses. I mentioned to you in our call, the best one out there, I fly frequently, is American, because I'm here in Florida and I have a place in Lake Tahoe and I go to Vail. I'm a ski bum. You could actually fly free like I do on American for buying a pack of gum. That approves you. That gets you a credit card, one billing cycle. Like you said, I showed you 60,000 miles roll into your account. That's a round trip ticket to Hawaii. You leverage this with your family, your wife, or your grown children. That just multiplies, and you're flying first class around the world. And you take it one step further. Even if you have a business like I do, you're an entrepreneur, solo entrepreneur, you get the business card. Okay, you might have to spend $1,000, but hell, that's, you know, gas, restaurant money for a month or 2 months and get another $60,000 or $70,000. So every airline is associated, has a bank, has a credit card. So my advice, again, just to sum it up, choose your destination, what airlines fly there, where you want a vacation, where you travel to with your family or on business, get their credit card, start up. These are promotional bonuses. They change. A lot of these things are on resources that I show people on different blogs because they change. I recently just re-upped on another Delta card. I got 70,000 miles. That's a round trip to just about any place for spending $2,000. I put my homeowner's insurance on a credit card, which was like $2,500. That made the minimum. And I fly for free. So in other words, your audience, myself, yourself, if you have a credit score of 700, don't overdo it. Get a few of these airline credit cards, and then you wind up flying for free. Your family flies for free. And if you have a business, get the business version of the credit card, and you don't have to worry.
You basically said, hey, look, you can get an individual and a business card. You can get 60 or 70,000 miles each. But the important thing that you said there is you don't have to go and buy travel or dinner out or whatever. You could use that credit card for your everyday expenses and obviously just pay it off at the end of the month.
Correct.
By doing so, you're not buying anything special. You're just using it on your everyday expenses, and you're gaining 120,000 miles goes a long way. So if you're doing it on multiple airlines, I mean, 350,000 miles just on doing that on three airlines, wow, you could fly a lot of places for nothing, which is wonderful.
That's what I've been doing. I, for instance, to give you another idea, like I fixed this client up I had before COVID. His goal was to take his son to as many baseball parks in the summer. He wanted to travel and he loved baseball. And I tailored a plan for him where he could get a few credit cards, spend the minimum, put, you know, his insurance on there, his car insurance, his homeowner's insurance, any large expenses, his utilities, et cetera. He wound up with enough credits or miles to fly him and his son to five or six destinations for free with Southwest. And also with these credit cards, another advantage, for instance, I mentioned the American Airlines, you don't pay for baggage check-in. That's the benefit of the credit card. You also get free baggage check-in. So if you're a family of four, let's say $30 times four, $120 each way. And in addition, you get priority boarding. After first class boards, they allow the credit card holders with that airline. It's like loyalty to board. So you're not fighting for that overhead compartment space when all the planes are filled. That's another advantage. These promotions change. You have to stay on top of it. But you can, like I do, and I've showed you how you can fly for free.
Chris, I don't want you to go anywhere. We're going to take a quick break and we're going to be right back, everybody, with more Coach Chris.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve Show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve Show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money, tax reductions, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve Show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve Show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us, savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve Show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
Hey, welcome back to the show. We have Chris Kress here, Coach Chris. He's given us wonderful travel tips already that if you just follow that one, you could be flying for free pretty much wherever you want to go, just like he does. It's just not too good to be true, which is awesome. That was one big travel tip. Next one is on accommodation, because that's the other big expense. So what tips do you have for accommodations?
Yeah, that's the second biggest travel expense. I travel vacation before COVID 19 weeks a year, and I'm not a Motel 6 guy. I like first class, you know, four-star, five-star resorts. And here's the biggest tip. When you're going on that typical family vacation, I'm not talking about a two-day trip or et cetera. I show you how to stay in hotels for free the way I do. But the big tip here, the typical five, seven-night family vacation reunion, forget the word hotel. Strike it from your vocabulary. You hear Coach Chris, travel coach, forget the word hotel for your stay. Why? Because Marriott, Hilton, Hyatt, Westin, Disney, Starwood, Wyndham, even the Ritz-Carlton, they all have timeshares or vacation club type products. And you could get on the internet. Here's a resource for your listeners. Redweek.com, R-E-D-W-E-E-K.com, and rent a timeshare from an owner. Why not stay in a one-bedroom, two-bedroom, three-bedroom unit at a luxury resort, get a full kitchen, flat-screen TVs, three flat-screen TVs, washer, dryer, full resort amenities. And here's an example. I set it up for my friends. I do it for myself. I'm a ski bum. I've been doing it for 20 or 30 years. Let's use Vail as an example. Everybody here at Vail. Number one, we're talking a luxury ski resort, a hotel room from the Marriott in Vail, ski season, $750 a night. Okay. And by the way, another $50 to park your car. Half mile down the road, you go on the internet and you could rent a one or two bedroom unit, Marriott, same beds, Marriott standards, sleeps 4, 6, 8, three flat screen TVs, a wood burning fireplace, the woods for free, underground parking. It sleeps 4, 6, or 8, full kitchen, washer and dryer, and you're going to pay half that price for that night that you do from the hotel. And you're going to get a clubhouse, full resort amenities, in, like I do in Vail, indoor, outdoor pool, sauna, steam room, free transportation. You don't have to own these timeshares. You could rent them from an owner that's not using them. And the best resource for that is redweek.com. And these timeshares, well, hotels now, because of the bad aspect, people think of the high sales pressure of timeshares, they change them to vacation clubs. And here's the other thing, safety. We're all concerned about safety now in COVID. Some people don't want to go out and be in crowds and dinner. You have a family, etc. By having the full kitchen and all the amenities, you don't have to go out to restaurants. It's another savings. You could cook there. They all have balconies, resort activities. I spend literally months in these timeshares. I live in Florida and my son comes down. We're in the oceanfront on the beach, overlooking the ocean with full resort amenities for less than Motel 6 prices. So for that family vacation now, go to redweek.com, any destination. They all have, whether it's Hawaii, the Caribbean, Europe, Disney World, if you're a golfer, Hilton Head, even New York, where I am in Palm Beach area, Florida, ski resorts. Think about, instead of the hotels, rent somebody's timeshare or vacation club. You're going to get triple the space, triple the amenities for one third the price of a hotel room. And most families, your listeners, you know, you want to take the kids, the grandkids are all there. You got three TVs. When I go to Vail, I feel like I'm Donald Trump. I got a wood burning fireplace. I bring the damn luggage cart down to the garage and I load it up with firewood. Hell, four logs in the grocery store cost $5. I probably burn $100 worth of firewood a night there. It's all luxury, and you don't pay tax on this, resort fees. You live in pure luxury. It's the only way to go for travel when you're looking at families, this alternative. And the hotel chains, there's a lot of timeshares out there. I would recommend staying with the major hotel chains, the Marriotts, the Hiltons, the Hyatts, you know, the Westons. And this way you're going to get that perfection, sanitization, that cleanliness standard that you expect.
You talked about redweek.com to go and find that. Now, what other blog or travel sites to get the current best deals for travel?
Yeah, well, that's an excellent question. It's like a drug. I read 50 of them a day. They're all out there. One is, if you want to learn how to fly for free with your family, travelgal.com. She has a program. She's the expert in Southwest that she shows you how to take your family rarely anywhere in the world. Travelgal.com. There's miles to memories.com. Johnny Jet has a travel blog that's very useful. There's another one called 10xtravel.com. 10x, you could Google this. I think it's 10x travel that has all these travel deals. Travel Pulse, P-U-L-S-C, is another blog. There's about 20 of them. And to make it simple for those families that are traveling that plan on a lot of vacations, another one, if you use the timeshares that I think is excellent, is TUG, Timeshare Users Group, TUG.org. They list timeshares for rent, for sale. And if you get into the timeshare routine and you know the ins and outs and you get into the system, you could buy a timeshare now for $1. Just pay the maintenance. Then you're part of the exchange program. They run all sorts of, they call them getaway specials, where you could stay in Las Vegas for a week now in a one bedroom unit with a kitchen for $300. It's a game. You have to know the inside secrets. In other words, it's possible out there really to travel in this luxury surroundings. These are all luxury resorts now for pennies on a dollar. I'm a golfer too. I live at a golf resort. I show some of my clients, I've done it myself, Hilton Head. Everybody knows Hilton Head. They play, if you're a golfer, the week after the Masters, they play the Harbor Town Classic at Hilton Sea Pines. You could stay at a Marriott, again, timeshare vacation club resort, sleeps eight, okay? Mm-hmm. Take all your buddies golfing, your family's golfing. The golf is free. The carts are free. You get $2,000 worth of golf expenses for free by just staying there. And you don't have to own, just rent from an owner.
That's
another tip. You could basically do whatever you want in luxury by utilizing timeshares or vacation clubs. The new verbiage now is vacation clubs.
So the key here is to just look for the deals, find the best places, but stick to the ones you know, and don't go off any of the crazy ones because you know exactly what you're going to get.
Yeah. There's a lot of timeshares out there, but I believe in luxury. I stick to the major, the Westins, the Marriott. You know, like Marriott has like, I think, 40 locations, et cetera. And you know the standards. Another word of warning, a lot of people are into Airbnb now, but with this COVID pandemic, a lot of times you don't know what you're going to get in somebody's home. You're not going to get full resort amenities. By staying at these resorts, you're going to get the whole plethora of resort amenities. You're going to get the TVs, the washer and dryers, the privacy. You're going to get a workout room, et cetera, transportation. It's going to work out for you.
The big question a lot of our viewers had is, how will travel change in the next 12 months? And the other part is, how do you plan for your dream vacation? I want to let you know, we have about 2 minutes to go before we're closing out the show, but I'd love you if you can fit that in there.
Yeah, I think traveling, again, you have to plan in advance. You got to execute. It's three aspects of travel. Plan the damn trip. You know when your children's vacations are, got to plan in advance to save money to get that accommodation. If you want to go Christmas time, et cetera, that's number one. And now obviously you get the adventure and the experiences. And with all these gadgets now, we share them. We capture the experiences, build a legacy. Mm-hmm. So plan as far in advance that you want to go to a destination, pick it out. Travel is, we're calling it revenge travel. Now that the pandemic's done and people are vaccinated, you're going to see more people that have been cooped up now traveling. Oh, yeah. So it's going to be more expensive. You got to plan ahead to get the best deal.
Coach Chris, how do people get a hold of you? How do you work with people? I know you're just there to help. So how does that work?
Yeah, normally, like I said, I'm a professional speaker. So if any of your listeners have corporate events, association events where they think this topic would be of relevance, by all means, give me a call. My email, lifetimeleisure.net. But I'm offering your listeners a free consultation with Coach Chris, because everybody's travel needs and dreams are different. So if they go, I set up a separate URL, coachchrisspeaks.com. Book a 15-minute call with me, and I'll be glad to answer any of your questions, guide you in the right way, give you the resource. I repeat, coachchrisspeaks.org. Answer a few questions about your where you want to travel, how many in your travel party, book the call. I'll give you a call back and we'll take it from there to see any ways I can help you. Because, you know, that's what we're here to do. My mission statement is we're here, my company, Lifetime Leisure Experiences. We look forward to servicing your dreams and bringing your family together so their memories last forever. And a lot of that is through travel and leisure.
Chris, I want to thank you for being part of our show today. In fact, I'd like to have you come back for every new travel season just so we can get people excited about it and show them how to save some money. So hopefully you'll be able to do that if you're not skiing or golfing or going somewhere else and enjoying yourself. Again, I want to thank you for being part of the show. I wish you health and safety, safe travel, and we'll look forward to seeing you next time.
Yeah, I'd love to come back. Like I said, I could speak hours on this. Again, the benefits of travel for your health, your wellness, that taking that vacation, you're better at your job, reduce stress, et cetera. It's all there. Better relationships, how important travel and leisure is, but it has to be affordable. You don't want to break the bank, so you have to know the deals. That's why you have me. We coach the deals.
Thanks, Coach Chris. Have a good day. We'll see you. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you.
You know, wasn't Coach Chris wonderful? You listen to this again and again because he gave wonderful tips. Now, I want to thank Scoremaster.com for sponsoring that segment. Did you know the average American has 97 points they can add to their credit score, but have no idea on how to get it? Now, the data scientists at Scoremaster cracked the code on how. Adding 97 points to your credit score is like found money. It means fast loan approvals, huge discounts, low interest rates on everything from buying or refinancing a home, to leasing a new car, to applying for a credit card. How fast is Scoremaster? One member raised their credit score 33 points in just 5 days. Another added 43 points in 2 weeks. Scoremaster is so easy, it just takes about a minute. And if you hurry, you can get to try Scoremaster for free. That's right, try Scoremaster for free and see how many plus points you can add to your credit score. Go to scoremaster/savings. That's scoremaster/savings. And again, that's scoremaster.com/savings. You know, I want to truly thank you all for tuning in. I appreciate you letting your friends and family members and associates know about the show. All the replays are available at savingwithsteve.us. If you're enjoying the stories of helpful information and insights on Saving with Steve, I encourage you to subscribe to our Spotify and our Google channels so you never miss a show, and check out a few of our affiliates at UK Health Radio, BBS Radio, Talk Radio in New York City. All these networks are dedicated to empowering you to solve problems, uplift your spirit, and live a life of personal and financial freedom. Also, you can follow us at Facebook and join the Saving with Steve Sexton Insiders Club. All those episodes are there at savingwithsteve.us. You get guest gifts, a whole shot. Look forward to seeing you next week, where we're going to have a wonderful show. Be safe, be healthy.
Thank you for joining us for the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Sexton. To learn more about the show and how to become a guest or sponsor, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us. Join us again next time as we continue to talk about everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happier relationship with money. This has been the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Sexton.